Hey guys, this is Rebecca with Keto Sisters to talk about one of our biggest tips for people that are starting out on or even continuing their keto and low carb journey. Full disclosure, I don't do strict keto. I can teach it to you, but I found a real life way of keto-ish living that works for me. And that's what we try to do here at Keto Sisters. We do not mandate or push any way of eating on anyone. We just try to provide education, resources, and encouragement so that people can find a good fit for them going forward. Whether it's a fit for a season, maybe if they have fat loss goals that they're working toward, or they're trying to create their sustainable lifestyle. Like, we're here to help you figure out what that looks like. And one of the ways that you can do that is by using prepackaged keto foods. It's a big crutch for a lot of people, especially as they get started, because they think, oh, if I grab something that says keto, I don't have to worry about it because it's keto. Well, I'm here to tell you, you should worry about it. And we're going to talk about why. Not all keto snacks are created equal. And of course, as a fitness instructor, I am like really keen on pushing whole foods. Like, the closer you can get to nature, the better. We just kind of intuitively know that that's like going to be better for us. That's not to say, hey, it's got cane sugar. Cane sugar is natural. I should eat it. No, but like eating whole foods rather than something that comes in a package or a box or a can. It's closer to nature. It's not going to have as many preservatives and like extra additives. Like, if you're reading a label and it sounds more like a science experiment than actual food, it probably is more of a science experiment instead of actual food. But I'm on the go a lot. I keep some prepackaged snacks at our house because sometimes you just need something that you can grab and go, or you need something quick to get yourself through like a really busy period. Like, maybe you've got a full day and you know you don't have time to stop and eat, but you need to fuel your body. We're all about fueling your body so that your body can serve your life. It's where we inhabit. So if you take care of your home that you live in, how much more should you care for the body that you live in for your whole life? That being said, today we're talking about keto snacks and how what you don't know can hurt you. So the thing that I always say is just flip it. Flip it, look at the label, see if it fits with your goals. Now, there might be some ingredients that you think, oh, those aren't great, but they're pretty late in the game as far as the list. For those of you that may not know, when they list the ingredients, they list it in like order of how much is in it, right? So the ones that are at the forefront, there's more of those in there than something that's at the bottom. So for me, if I find something like sucralose, which isn't a sweetener that I super love, but it's pretty low on the list and it otherwise kind of fits my goals, I might choose that. Now, it might not be an everyday choice for me, but I just kind of use that to keep context of how much of an effect it's going to have on my body. Like, stevia is one of the sweeteners that I really love because it's a plant. It doesn't cause that insulin response. That's basically what we're looking for, because anything sweetener or otherwise, a food that causes an insulin response, that's triggering your body to store fat. Most of us don't really want that as a goal. So that's one of the reasons the keto diet is so amazing, because when you're eating food that's comprised more of fat, that doesn't cause an insulin response. It doesn't need that insulin kind of system to take over to process it, and it burns for a long time. So you feel full longer. Fat's very tasty. It's very satisfying. It ticks off a lot of our boxes. But like I said, sometimes we need those packaged keto foods that we want to kind of grab and go. So I pulled some from my pantry. So some of these are ones that I buy regularly and I keep on hand. And I'll go back later and put links below so that you can shop and buy those if you're interested. I also grab some that, and I don't even know how these get into my house. I think it's like when we travel and on the airplane, sometimes they give you a snack. Or like yesterday, I was taking my car to get serviced and they walk around while you're getting your car serviced and they have like packaged snacks that you can choose from. And sometimes I just grab those just to like kind of out of curiosity to kind of stay up on like what are people snacking on and what are the macros if you turn and look at the ingredients, what are those? So I think that's how I got some of these. My husband travels for work. Sometimes he randomly brings things home. But you know, if you're eating a keto lifestyle, a true keto lifestyle, you might find that you're not snacking a lot, which is super, super cool for me, because I used to be one that had to eat every couple of hours, took up a lot of my focus, a lot of my energy. And so I don't do a lot of snacking now like I used to. But anyway, so one thing that you really want to look out for, of course, anything that says sugar or syrup, those are kind of red flags for you. But anything that ends in like OSE, like you might find a fructose or fructose syrup, you might see those together. Glucose, those are just other names of sugar. Honey, even though that's a natural thing, and like I'm a big proponent of using a little bit of natural local honey in my diet, especially if you have allergies, I think that can be really cool and helpful. It is in my experience, but just because it's honey doesn't mean it's a free-for-all. The same with just basic fruit. Fruit is a natural thing, right? It's really close to nature, like I said, whole foods. But that doesn't mean it's a free-for-all. It's not an excuse to eat as much as you want. And that's how I used to feel. I used to keep baskets and baskets of fruit on the counter because I was trying to encourage my family to reach for healthy snack. Now, comparing maybe an apple or a banana to a packaged chocolate chip cookie. Even though the apple or banana has a lot of sugar, a lot of carbs, obviously that's a better choice than a chocolate chip cookie, right? It has fiber, which helps lessen the effect on your insulin levels, and it's got nutrients in it, okay? So even if the carb count might be the same, there are better choices even among high carb food items. So one of the things that I have in my house, I don't eat these, but my husband likes these. If you can see these are a little Slim Fast. Now, this is a brand that I have done the flip and said, no, don't eat those. It's basically the same as eating sugar. And that's because they have in the past used either maltodextrin or maltodextrose or dextrose. Again, the OSE can kind of fill you in. And that's not a sweetener that I recommend because it basically your body treats it like sugar. But I don't know if they've listened to like customer complaints or customer suggestions, but they have moved more, at least in some of their packaged goods. Like this one has erythritol in it and stevia. And those are good sweeteners. Erythritol is a sugar alcohol, doesn't cause that insulin response. And like we talked about, stevia is one of my preferred sweeteners. So, like I said, this is something that my husband sometimes snacks on. It's still a packaged processed food, so it shouldn't be a huge part of your daily diet, but you know, if you need a little snack, this has 2 net carbs, 3 grams of fiber in it, and it I think they even added some MCT. Not a bad little package snack, but again, read your labels. Just because it says sugar-free does not mean that it's keto. So just make sure you turn and look. I know Bridget was snacking on something that was labeled as keto, and it did show low net carbs, but it was using maltodextrin and some of the other things that we don't recommend. And I just ask her, how do you feel when you eat this? She's like, oh, like I want another one. All right? That should set off warning bells, sirens, because if it makes you crave more and more, it might be causing that insulin response. Your body might be responding to it just like it would if it were pure, like cane sugar, like white table sugar. So just kind of notice, even if you don't want to get tied up on what the label says, notice, is this making me want more of them after I eat one? Like 30 minutes later, do I want something else? Is it causing that kind of craving and that carb cycling? If so, that might be something that you want to avoid. But this particular one, at least the version that I found on this one, had some better sweeteners in it. Now this one, I wanted to show this one because to me, and I'm not like slamming any of these, you can eat them or not, just be aware. This one to me, it looks like it would be a really healthy choice, right? Like the packaging makes it look all healthy because it says it's nut-free, it's vegan, it's gluten-free, and it's got sunflower seeds, pumpkin seeds, flax seeds, and oats. Like it looks like it's kind of a healthy choice, like a healthy granola bar, right? So then I was like, and I think I got this at like an airport lounge or something. But then it says cane sugar, brown rice syrup, maple syrup, 22 grams of carbs in this, and it's only 1.6 ounces. So, you know, like I said, just read your labels, just be aware. I love good fats. This is a brand that is obviously working for the keto community. And it's gluten-free, it's keto certified, and it has pretty high fat content, 14 grams of fat, 16 grams of total carbs, but 12 grams of that is fiber, so you can take that off. Okay? And it does have stevia in it. I'm trying to see if there's anything else. They've added MCTs in there, which is good. It's got some protein added, so to me, 4 net carbs for this, and you're getting some healthy fats in there. That's kind of a fun choice. Oh, I've talked about these before, the Kiss My Keto bars. These are one of my favorites. The only thing is these get kind of melty in the heat, so it makes it a little hard to travel with it. But this also relies on erythritol, this sugar alcohol, and stevia. So that's kind of fun. I like that one. This one is one that I haven't tried, but I bought to try. It's called No Sugar Keto Bar. And in this, 17 grams of total carbs, but 9 grams of fiber and 5 grams of erythritol. So it's using that sugar alcohol. It also contains some stevia. So I have not tried this, so I can't vouch for the taste. But again, we're just flipping the labels, checking them out, seeing, you know, what we like, what we don't like. This is one, it's not like strictly keto, but this is a bar that my husband and I really enjoy. And it travels a little bit better than the keto bars because it doesn't have as much fat in it. But It's got 21 grams of carbs. Now, it does have 15 grams of fiber, so that kind of offsets it. But in this, it has, let's see, it's got the stevia in it and erythritol. Now, the very last ingredient on this, sucralose. Again, that's not a sweetener I super love, but it is the last listed ingredient. So I'm thinking it's probably not a big part of this bar because it's at the end of it. So again, we talk a lot about good, better, best. And, you know, maybe this isn't a best choice, but it might be a good choice or a better choice than what you have been eating. Now, I love me some dark chocolate. I don't know if you are a big dark chocolate fan. I like it. I know I've tried to move toward more and more dark. My sweet spot was somewhere in between, like maybe semi-sweet and dark. But I've tried to push myself toward the darker ones because I want less sugar and I want the antioxidants and the health benefits of the dark chocolate. So I've got some different bars here. And again, think about good, better, best. Here's one that it's fair trade certified, which I have a niece who's really big on looking for fair trade. And it says per one bar serving, so it's broken down. It's not this whole bar, but these little smaller bars. Has 160 calories, 7 grams of fat, and 3 grams of total sugar. Now, this is a semi-sweet chocolate, and it says it's 85% cocoa, and it does include sugar, like actual sugar on the list. So total carbs, 9, but 3 grams of fiber, so you can take that off, and so to me, that would be 6 grams. So not a perfect choice, but this is not something I eat a lot of. Just sometimes at the end of a meal, I might want just like a little square. You know, or I'm watching TV at night and I want a little square of something, a little something sweet, way better than like making warm chocolate chip cookies, which my husband and I used to do a lot. Now, here's a tip for those of you that are kind of struggling with switching to dark chocolate from like milk chocolate. Sometimes it can taste a little bitter. To me, if you eat it with a little like pink Himalayan salt, that cuts the bitterness and it makes it taste a little bit more sweet. So that might be something that you want to try. That's something that works for me. I'll just get like a little dish and put some pink Himalayan salt in it. And then once you take a bite and it's a little wet, you can dip in it. I don't recommend sharing that dish. Make a little individual thing to keep it sanitary. But that's something that you can do. Like I said, not a perfect keto choice, but a fun little extra snack choice. Now these two are a little bit more keto friendly. And so I brought these to share. You all probably know I'm a big Lily's fan. If you can see this, they're a little motto, less sugar, sweet life. So that's kind of fun. And this is 70% cocoa. And it's stevia sweetened, so they say that's called dark and rich, no sugar added. Also, it's got that fair trade. It's also certified gluten-free, and I'm just looking. Unsweetened chocolate, it has erythritol, chicory root fiber, so that's something that you might see either as chicory root or inulin. Those are really good, kind of keto-friendly ingredients. Now, if it's got too much of it, like I know my younger daughter has had some sensitivity. If she gets too much chicory root or inulin, it causes some GI issues for her. You can also find that you have GI issues if you do too many sugar alcohols. So it's a good idea, at least as you're getting started and figuring out what works for you and what doesn't, to kind of keep a food diary or a food log and just kind of know, oh, I ate this and my stomach hurt, or I ate this and I was constipated, or I ate this and whatever, you know, just so you can kind of make those connections. And there are some people who are more sensitive to some of the sweeteners than others. This Lily's has erythritol and chicory root and stevia, okay? And it doesn't have any sugar added or anything. So I really like Lily's. So this is a good one. This is another one that I found, and I thought this was interesting. So it's Russell Stover. Some of their stuff is labeled keto, but at least in the past, it hasn't been what I would recommend as fully keto. Again, good, better, best. You make your own choices. I just am here to make sure that they are informed choices. It's called Joy Bites, and it was kind of, I guess, a new line. Also fair trade. No sugar added, made with stevia extract. And it was 53% cocoa. And so in the ingredients, it has erythritol and it has chicory root fiber. And then at the end, it has stevia. So to me, those are all keto Sistas approved sweeteners. And it says 2 net carbs per serving because it's got a lot of fiber in it and the sugar alcohol. So also a fun option. If you're looking for like a little option as far as something to eat at home and you want something kind of warm. Like I said, my husband and I used to always make a lot of cookies like when we're watching TV at home. So Birch Benders has these little handy dandy cups. You just can add a little bit of water, mix, and put it in the microwave. And this is, I think, let's see if they call it one serving. Yeah, they call this one serving, but for us, we usually split this. So it's 3 grams net carb, but if you split it, it's 1.5. So that's even better. And this has erythritol in it. It has stevia in it. Oh, it also has inulin. So it has those 3 things in it. So these are kind of fun. This is, it's pretty dark. This one's double chocolate. So I'm not going to lie. Sometimes we put Halo Top ice cream with this. And Halo Top is a keto-ish. Well, at least some of theirs aren't ice cream, but that's a fun little treat. Again, this is not something that should be a huge part of your diet, a huge proportion of what you eat, or something that you eat super frequently, but we all deserve a little treat now and then. And I prefer to have a treat that is not going to knock me out of my goals. I would love for you to put in the comments where you're watching from. What are your go-to like packaged snacks? Like, have you found something that's really keto friendly that transports well? What do you like to snack on like at your house? As far as something like this, that maybe is a warmed baked kind of treat. What do you do for like chocolate or candy? I've never been a huge like candy kind of person. My kids like sour candy or just like the fruity candies. Like to me, if I'm going to eat something like candy kind of thing, it's probably going to be chocolate. So for me, what I did is I just tried to move to a more dark chocolate and keto friendly sweeteners. But you know, if you're a gummy bear person or a fruity kind of candy person or a sour kind of candy person, and you found something that's keto friendly or keto-ish as far as a treat, I would love for you to share that in the comments, just because I don't have personal experience with those, so I can't advise you on those. But again, just being mindful of what you eat. It's not saying you can't eat a treat. It's not saying you can't eat something, even if it says sugar on it. Like, you can eat whatever you want. Just realize how that's going to impact you. And maybe you choose a different timing. Maybe you incorporate an intermittent fasting. Maybe you drink ketones to kind of blunt the effect of that. Maybe you adjust, hey, I ate really clean all throughout the day and I want to have this little treat because it's a birthday or because we're celebrating something or whatever. Like, it's all fine and good. Just want you to be aware, because I do think it's a shame when you find things that say keto splashed all over the front of it. And I see people in the stores all the time, like picking up those and looking at them, and I'll pick them up and look, and then I'll put them back because I'm like, that is not keto at all, you know? And I always kind of want to say something to them, but I don't want to be that weird person that's like, oh, do you know that? I just hate for people to be misled. Like I said, if it's full on sugar, if it's maltodextrin or whatever, and that's a choice that you knowingly want to make, I mean, that's fine. You know, you do you. But I don't like for people to see that it says keto and think that it's keeping them on track when it might actually be hurting their efforts. Like, anyway, I hope this is helpful for you. We only have, I think, 3 more tips to go. If you've missed any of them, go back and watch those earlier 6 and stay tuned for the next 3. Thanks for watching. And we hope you enjoyed watching that video as much as we enjoyed making it. If you did, give us a thumbs up. Also, check out these other great videos we've made for you. And if you want more of that great keto content, be sure to subscribe to our channel and hit that bell so that you get notified of all of our new videos.